Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I mean, we did a victory Friday. Why not do another victory Monday? You know, We like victories around here, right? We like victories, celebrating them, talking about them, and that's what we do here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Welcome in, Sal Capaccio. It is a Buffalo Bills football Monday, and the Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Bills football Monday, especially on a victory Monday, is presented by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. By Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. And by Speed Global, around the corner or around the world, Speed delivers. All right, so we have a lot to get to today here on the Extra Point Show. And like I said, we have a full slate of different things to talk about today. I want to start with something I brought up on social media a little bit earlier today and ask you to chime in on this. 803-0550 is the number, 803-0550. Simple. Give me your top three most impressive teams in the AFC. Because I sat around yesterday and watched a whole bunch of football that I said, yeah, not super impressed with that team. And not really feeling like that team is going to be necessarily there at the end. I guess at the end of the day, you know what it was? Here's actually my thought. I'm going to say this to you and Josh, you can react to this, all right? You ready? Josh Schmidt, producing today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. You know what I had a big thought yesterday. It was like just kind of creeped in my head, and maybe it's just kind of biased because of what happened Thursday night. I said, it's Bills Chiefs again, isn't it? That's really what I just said that to myself. Like, it's Bills Chiefs.
I mean, so far, yeah. The Bengals have evaporated. And the Ravens,
I mean, it's what they always do early in the season. Although they played a good game yesterday and they should have won. It came down to one play at the end where they screwed it up and there was a pass interference that should not have. It was pass interference, by the way, but he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have hit him. He had no reason to hit him.
Right, yeah. And the Ravens, too, I mean, they're just tripping all over themselves right now. I don't think they're a bad team.
That is a really interesting one for me. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, that's an interesting one. So, if I go back and look at yesterday, right, we want to do this today. I want to talk about the Bills. I want to talk about their upcoming game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot to get to today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I want to talk about all that today, but if I go back and look at everything that happened over the weekend, I mean, first of all, the Raiders knocked me out of my death pool. I was already out last week, and then I bought back in, and then I'm out now. So I was out because I took the Patriots to lose, but of course, the Bengals couldn't hold up their end of the bargain. This is week one. So then I'm like, okay, I'll just buy back in. And I did. And I bought in. I took the Jets to lose. I was good. This is in Paul Hamilton's death pool that I'm in. You get allowed to buy back week one because, you know, it's not over if you want to try again. So I did. And then this week I'm like, okay, I'm going to take the Raiders. And I will say, though, for AFC and Bills purposes, I am not upset the Raiders beat the Ravens to knock the Ravens to 0-2. But that said, now I'm out of my survivor pool. Death pool, actually, in this case. Okay, we have today a lot going on, like I said. And what I want to do is not only talk to you about what's been, who are the most impressive teams in the AFC, but what you have really liked about the Bills so far. Let's keep the good vibes rolling today. What have you really liked about the Bills? Because they are different, right? I like what Nick Wright said. You have the sound from Nick Wright from earlier. I heard you play this. Good, it's good because it's a really good soundbite. But I also want to say, okay, and I'm going to get to it in a minute. If you listen to this show, if you listen to us, you listen to me, I've said what Nick Wright is saying, but it's okay. This is national media who's not as close to the situation here. So this is not banging on Nick Wright. What he said is right. No pun intended. But we've been saying it. I've been saying a lot of these things for a while. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But there's so many things about the Bills for 2 weeks that I can be impressed with and that you can be impressed with. And beating the Miami Dolphins 31-10 on Thursday night to get them to 2-0. I mean, obviously a lot in that game specifically. But you rewind the game against the Cardinals. How impressive does that look now? Yes, there are always concerns. I'll give you a concern. In fact, we could do that too. You can call up today, 803-0550. It's a normal Monday Extra Point show, so it's just me and you. Phone lines are ready. I have open phone lines right now, whatever's on your mind. I always say this on the Monday Extra Point show, okay? I always say, you call up, you make a contribution to the show, I'll give you the floor. You say what you need to say. You can agree with me, disagree with me, ask a question, just give your comments, hang up, whatever you want to do. But just make a thoughtful contribution to the show when you do it. And that's what I'd like to do today. So 803-0550. In the meantime, while we do this today, I'd also like to keep it, you know, the good vibes rolling, like I said, which is talking about how impressive this team has been on a lot of different levels. Coaching, playing, guys filling in. Always. Seems like someone's stepping up. Okay, you can listen at WGR550, WGR550.com, and on the Odyssey app. You can also watch me, hello, on the WGR Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook.com/WGR550, right there, saying hello to you. You can give a call. 803-0550 is the number. Let me get to the Nick Wright thing. So for months, I would go on radio stations around the country or TV stations or whatever, and they'd say, oh my God, Bills, changes, 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 all these changes with the Bills. They're losing all this talent. Is this a step back year? And look, of course I recognize they lost a lot of talented players and a lot of leaders. That's been a big talking point, right? But one thing I would always say is, hey, some of the guys they lost, they haven't been like super big contributors over the last couple of years because of injuries. They are getting older. I mean, think about it. And I would say this on these stations, which is Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde. Jordan Poyer was not the same player last year in Buffalo. I think we all recognize that. Micah Hyde, very good player still, getting a little bit older, but he had injuries. He had injuries. He had the neck injury. He didn't play a lot of football over the last couple of years, as much football. Tre'Davious White, we all know, he basically, unfortunately, had two season-ending injuries and only played a handful of games, maybe half the games total when you go back to the injury in Thanksgiving and then when he got hurt again in week five last year, week four. Gabe Davis, very polarizing player. I think Gabe was a contributor, a good contributor to this Buffalo Bills squad over the last several years. But it wasn't like he was wide receiver one. That was Stephon Diggs, and that was a significant loss, also getting a little bit older. But the point I was making, and the point I would make on these shows is, sure, the Bills lost a lot of name players. But a lot of these name players didn't necessarily, they weren't their better players over the last few years. A couple of them, okay, I think Mitch Morris is a really good player. Stephon Diggs, yes, you can say that for sure. But I think it was more about seeing the shock of the transition of names at once. Oh my God, at one time, Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White, Mitch Morse, there goes Gabe, Stephon Diggs, all like kind of boom, 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 right? And it was the shock of everyone going, okay, there it is. There's the Bills' step back here. I'd say, let's hold on a minute. Let's hold on a minute. Yes, those are good players, and maybe it really significantly hurts them. There are also some players who really didn't have as big of a role over the last few years, and they're getting older. So let's kind of slow down and see what they can do here through this transition. So here's Nick Wright on FS1 talking about this very, very thing, and he's exactly right. Josh, you got Nick right? Okay. Thank you.
I think the media overrated their aging talent that left the team while they were there. And that overrating of those players once they left made them underrate what the team was going to be this year because they thought they had lost a bunch of great players, and I thought they had lost a bunch of players. To me, the reality is a healthy Josh Allen is going to get you a top 10 offense. Sean McDermott is going to get you, no matter who the personnel is, in the regular season, an above average defense at the least.
Who had Nick Wright talking the most sense about the Buffalo Bills on their bingo board today? Not me. But he's right. No pun intended. That's his last name. He is right. You can say what you want. And Nick, of course, is a shock jock. He says a lot of things that angers Buffalo Bills fans. He's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And he needles Bills fans. I get it. He's right there. What he said is absolutely right. It's what I've said for a few months. Now, it's 2 weeks, folks. It's 2 weeks. I am the let's not overreact guy, let's not underreact guy. I am to either way, right? I'm that guy. I'm the guy that tries to bring sense to all of that and says, hey, let's not go too far and put him in the Super Bowl. Let's not go too far and fire people. I mean, it's 2 weeks, right? But I'm just here to tell you that through 2 weeks, it looks like some of the transition they made were the right calls for the right reasons. 803-0550 is the number, and I think that's what Jim wants to say, too. Go ahead, Jim. You're up first on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make mention that it was a good time to get rid of Jordan Poyer. I knew he was getting old and moving a lot slower than he used to, and James Cook proved that.
Okay, yeah, listen, that was right in front of me, and I think you saw it, I saw it, we all saw it, which was, to me, exactly what I've seen over the last few years, last year at least, which was Jordan Poyer just a little bit late getting to something, just taking that angle that he didn't get there, where maybe earlier in his career, he got there. Jordan Poyer was an excellent Buffalo Bills player. He deserves, I mean, he's like, to me, a guy that you could put on the Wall of Fame someday for what he did for this organization and how he played and what he meant to some of these top defenses. But Jim, I agree with you. That's a case where it probably was time, and maybe even a year ago was time, but they tried it one more time to run it back. And his role changed last year. That's because of what you're saying. And we saw it happen on Thursday night, like it looked like basically last year. Let's go to Robert out in Arizona. Good morning to you. What do you got? So that's 7:13. Not too bad out there.
No, not terrible at all. Beautiful weather for Arizona heat.
Hey, it's beautiful out here too, man. We're like 81 for a high today.
Nice, nice. Well, I just have to say, I've been on the defense of being a Bills fan, even though I was raised in North Tonawanda and then moved, transplanted to Arizona, that I have now, over the last 4 years, become a diehard Bills fan. I absolutely love what the Bills are doing, spreading the ball around. I think all the trash talking about our defense, I think our defense kind of put that on prime TV, that they're here, they're ready to go, next man up if someone falls down, and I'm super excited for this season.
You got it, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate that. 803-0550. Good morning to you out there in Arizona. What has been impressive by the Bills from you so far through 2 weeks? Give me something on the league. Who's been impressive? Who hasn't? I have my teams that I've looked at. I mean, yesterday we could go through every game here if we want. I mean, at some point I might do that, you know, just kind of touch on them, but especially the AFC. Because, folks, if you look at the AFC standings right now. Oh, okay. I just clicked this. I didn't realize this. I don't know why. Why are the Bills? Because they played a. How come Kansas City's not in the driver's seat here? Oh, that's because. Oh, I got to send this out. Hold on. Let me do a screenshot. Okay. Here we go. I'm doing this right now. You know what I just saw? Josh, here we go, buddy. I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to put this out. I thought Kansas City would be the current number one seed in the AFC after 2 weeks because they're 2-0 with two conference wins. The Bills have a one conference win. Kansas City is not the number one seed. Do you know who is the number one seed currently as constructed in the AFC? Do you know who it is?
The Texans?
That is not correct.
I'm not sure then. That's my only other guess.
Hold on. AFC standings through week two. Standings and seedings, I'll say. Seedings. And people are going to say, wait. There it is. It is the Bills. Go check it out. Here's why. Take a look at the standings, all right? The Bills are the number one seed right now in the overall in the AFC because the Chargers are actually ahead of the Chiefs in the West, which puts the Chiefs as the number five seed. So because of that, and then the Bills leap the Chargers. Now I have to figure out why. Who did the Chargers beat? They beat an NFC team. Oh, because the Chargers have a division win. And the Chiefs do not yet. Okay, that's why. Here's how it works, okay? You break your ties in division first, all right? Chargers 2-0, Chiefs 2-0. But Chargers, one win in the division. Chiefs haven't played a division yet. So Chargers are ahead of them. So only the top four teams, only the division winners can be the top four seeds. So because the Chiefs are not a division winner right now, division leader, they go to five. So then, why are the Chargers not ahead of the Bills? Because both teams have, all these teams are 2-0, by the way. Bills, Chargers, Texans, Steelers. I believe they all have one, yes, they all have one conference win and one non-conference win. That's why the Bills get put up there. It goes to the whatever tiebreaker here. I got to see what tie, is this like net points or something? It might be. It might be that. There you go. As I said before, are we talking Bills Chiefs again? The other thing I thought about yesterday is, like, going into the year, I remember the conversation we had. Do you remember the conversation we had week one? We said, who do you want to win, Chiefs or Ravens, right? Remember that? Who do you want to win, Chiefs or Ravens? And one of the things that came out of it was, just let the Chiefs win. You're not going to be chasing them for the number one seed. Maybe you are. Maybe this is a race for the number one seed again. Chiefs and Bills. And oh, by the way, how about the Chiefs now losing Isaiah Pacheco at least for 4 weeks, maybe much longer? That news came out from Adam Schefter this morning. We might as well make that part of our Barnes Firm injury report, the Barnes injury report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Car crash? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. We'll get into the Bills injuries a little bit later and do the same thing. Yeah. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco hurt. Now, look, the Bills are dealing with their own injuries. We're going to find out about Terrell Bernard. I'll get to Bills' injuries a little bit later. But let's stay on the Chiefs for a second. Isaiah Pacheco being injured, big blow for them. I mean, he's a guy they rely on a lot. Let's see what they've done here. Because, the Chiefs were handing off to a fullback in a critical situation. Yesterday. They're also the Chiefs. It seems like they make a move for somebody, generally a wide receiver. And then how about the news? This is actually a double blow for them. The Chiefs not only lost Isaiah Pacheco, they lost Hollywood Brown, who hasn't even played for them for at least the regular season. Over a span of like 3 days, they found that out. So the Chiefs are going to have to, hey, look, but last year they won with defense. I'm not burying them at all. Of course not. I'm saying that they're dealing with some issues. And in Pacheco being out is a major blow to them. That's their guy. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Andy Reid starts running Xavier Worthy a lot more because that's what he'll do something. But they're gonna have to figure out their running back situation. Let's see the Chiefs depth chart real quick. I'm going to go to the Chiefs depth chart. And if you look right now, you got Isaiah Pacheco, and then Samaje Perine. There you go. So Perine's the next guy in line. Carson Steele is the fullback they gave the ball to, who had a fumble early in the game, but they kept giving it back to him later. That's what it looks like. So Isaiah Pacheco expected to be placed on IR, fibula injury. This according to Adam Schefter, within the hour. He'll miss at least 4 games, and they're going to test. It could be a lot longer. Let's go to Alex in Halifax. I like the way that sounds. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, thanks.
Good. Listen, just want to comment on, I think everything you're saying, I agree 100%. But one thing I want to say is this team looks like it's Josh's team now. Mm. And when they do everything, they're having fun. Yes, they make mistakes, but they're having fun. And they look like a team. And the other little quick comment was, I just wanted to mention, you know, people speak of Josh Allen and trash talking. I have to give him props there when he looked at King after whatever King said to him during the game. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, is that his name, King? Either way, the guy, you mean he looked at his back of his jersey, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, something was said there, and Josh just kind of...
Who are you? Who are you? That's right. I know.
Exactly.
I love it, Alex. Thank you. That was so fun. Yeah, good job by Josh. I mean, Josh has been well known to be a trash talker for quite a while. I mean, go watch the NFL's top 100, and when they talk about Josh Allen, these guys are like, yeah, he is a trash talker. And that's why when it gets, he's like listed as overrated, number one overrated guy. I think there's a correlation there, by the way. When you're the number one trash talker and they say you're the number one overrated guy, it's probably because you talk trash and people don't like you and they get frustrated. That's why, and you're really good. 803-0550 is the number. We have some open phone lines right now. You can chime in. You'll get in today. It's your chance to say whatever you want about the Bills, however you're feeling after watching yesterday, sitting back. I always say this, okay? And this is not in a condescending way whatsoever. Fans are going to be fans of their team, so they're going to be dialed into their team. So I totally get it, right? But I always tell fans and ask you and really suggest to you and whatever, strongly suggested wording as possible. Just watch the league as much as you can and pay attention. If you're so focused on just your team and then you just kind of get bits and pieces and play fantasy football for the rest, your standard is going to be so out of whack of what you think the Buffalo Bills should be. The league is tough. It's tough for all these teams. Watch the rest of the league, what's going on. Don't just watch your team and then play fantasy football and think that everybody else is scoring touchdowns and doesn't do anything wrong. I mean, for the Bills to be 2-0 after playing the Cardinals and Dolphins, which we'll get to in a minute, is really good. Look around the league. 5 teams are 2-0 in the AFC. How many in the NFC? Here we go. How many teams in the NFC are 2-0? I got you right here. Just got to click this button. Okay. 3, 4. 4. One could add them tonight. So you could have 5 after tonight if Philadelphia wins. So it's already paring down. It's tough. But think of the teams that already have at least one loss. The Jets, the Browns, the Dolphins, the Broncos. The Bengals have 2, the Ravens have 2, the Jags have 2. And on the other side, Detroit already with a loss, San Francisco already with a loss, Dallas already with a loss, Green Bay with a loss. The Rams are 0-2. Man, got to get to the Cardinals, the Rams, a lot that happened yesterday, more injuries. All right, so today, sit up, stand down, hey buddy, look ahead to the next game. It's all going to come your way here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Before we do that, let's get to Taylor in Salt Lake City. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, Sal. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks.
Hey, just want to bring up, I know you were speaking on our aging groups last, you know, Hyde, Poyer. I want to give a shout out to Brandon Bean for finding these undrafted rookies or undrafted agents out of Buffalo, right? Ingram. And we haven't seen much of Andreessen yet, but I think he's going to play a pivotal role as we go into our depth. So just wanted to bring that up and say, I think Brandon Bean's done a great job there.
Yeah, Taylor, thank you for bringing it up. I'll touch on Joe Andreessen, but I think you bring up a good point that's a much larger point that I want to make that I wanted to get to today. I'm going to do that as soon as I come back. So thanks a lot for calling, buddy, okay? I appreciate that.
You bet, bro.
All right, yeah, you got it. This actually, I'm glad Taylor brought this up. There is a much, much larger point here to be had about the Bills and finding talent and this talent developing and playing. I want to give you that point that I don't think a lot of people have kind of really soaked in or brought up about it. But I'll bring it to you from my perspective when we return here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. In fact, we will do a lot more. We'll look ahead to the next game. We'll do a lot more here on the Monday show. And, of course, we'll be back in a snap Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Of the Buffalo Bills.
Second down, nine. Darnold getting messy, going deep, and he's got Jefferson. He's got Jefferson. It's a foot race downfield with Brown. Shifting gears. Getting a block. That's six. 97 yards. Holy smokes.
Yeah, but can he go one more yard to match Ryan Fitzpatrick to Terrell Owens? That happened. That was in Jacksonville. Wasn't that against Jacksonville? Yeah. 2009? I'm kidding, because that was a great sensational play, obviously, by one of the best in the game, Justin Jefferson. Kevin Harlan on the call right there. Justin Jefferson, a 97-yard touchdown pass from Sam Darnold, catch and run. The Vikings are what I would say a surprising 2-0. Really nice job by them. 2-0 so far for Minnesota. And impressive beating the San Francisco 49ers, 23-17. 49ers are banged up, but you know what? The Vikings last week take care of business, ho-hum, against the Giants, 28-6. 49ers, different animal, 23-17. A little banged up, doesn't matter. I was wrong about the Vikings. I think a lot of us were. I was wrong. I said the Vikings could be vying for the number one overall pick. I also did say, where I was right, that I think maybe Sam Darnold playing is better than J.J. McCarthy playing for them, and that's what it looks like here. But this stinks for the Bills, because the Bills have the Vikings' second-round pick, and you want them to be bad. However, this week, root for the Vikings, maybe, because they're playing the Houston Texans. It's all convoluted. It's all confusing. So just a little while ago, we had a caller bring up some of the undrafted guys in stepping up. Joe Andreessen, to me, will get his opportunity, very well could get his opportunity this week, Monday night. Because really, without Terrell Bernard, you're going to have another linebacker active, and that's either Andreessen or Eddie Ulofosio. And to me, from what I saw in preseason, the way that they treated Andreessen as the backup middle linebacker to call the plays, he would be the natural guy to be the next guy in line behind Bailyn Spector. So I'm expecting, as of right now, that Joe Andreessen would be active next Monday night to make his NFL debut in a Bills uniform. But you never know. Could be Eddie Ulofosio as well. He's been inactive so far. Could they maybe have Nicholas Morrow play there? But you still have to have one more active, right? So we'll see where it goes. Of course, we know what Jamarcus Ingram is doing. He is off to a fantastic start. We know what Cam Lewis is doing. He's off to a really great start. And a caller a little while ago just kind of wanted to bring that up. This is something I've been thinking about here for a little while that I think needs to be mentioned. Okay. We all know the Bills have done a really good job developing players who step up and play well when called upon. This has not been a new phenomenon, folks. Player development in this organization is as good as it's ever been, at least since the 90s. And it's some of the best in the league. There are organizations that are very good at developing players because they're consistent. They're just there. I think the Chiefs have obviously been, although obviously having Mahomes helps everything, having Josh, but the Chiefs have been good at developing players. Look what they did last year with their defense. I think the Ravens have always been a very good team at developing players. I think the Steelers have always been pretty good at developing players under Mike Tomlin. It's why they're right where they are. They might not win the Super Bowl every year. They're always in the mix, really good. Like, it's just there's organizations that are just good at this. They develop players. They have a plan. They coach them up. And they put them in situations where they succeed. But there's a common thread between all those teams I mentioned, including and specifically focused on the Bills. This does not happen without consistency in the organization between your GM, his staff, and the coach and his staff. Now, you can have coordinators turnover. You can have assistant coaches turnover. That happens every year. What I'm talking about is this, mostly. Think about it for a second. You have a GM and a head coach who are entering their eighth year together. That just is rare in the NFL. But because of the consistency, because they are in line with their philosophies on what they want to do on both sides of the ball, it allows Brandon Bean, and this was the caller's point of, hey, he finds these guys. Look, it's not just finding the guys. It's one thing to say. It's not like they're finding these undrafted free agents who are hit right away, right? Oh, my God, we got a guy. First, you know, we found him undrafted. He's starting for us. That can happen. Christian Benford was a sixth-round pick, and he was a good player right away. That can happen. You can have those guys. But what they're doing, what the Bills are doing is, Brandon Bean is drafting and finding, and his staff, undrafted free agents for the short term to develop for the long term. They're playing the long game with these guys. And the only way you can do that is if you have consistency in your coaching as well, in your head coach. The GM could say, hey, let's take this guy. He might be good in 2 years. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter if the head coach is gone within a year because now you have a whole new regime and a whole new philosophy. If you go from Chan Gailey to Doug Marrone to Rex Ryan to Sean McDermott over a 10-year span, really, you went over a 4-year span with that, it seemed, I think. If you go over even a 5-6-year span and you have 4 different head coaches, I mean, heck, when was Gailey? Gailey was through 13. So from 13 through 17, 4 head coaches. Rex for 2 years, right? Think about that. Crazy. Well, actually, I shouldn't say it that way. It was 12. Marrone was 2013. So 5-year span, 4 head coaches. When that happens, the GM goes, okay, now what do you need as a head coach? Well, this is what I need. Well, guess what? These guys we just had, they're no longer useful because they play a different system. They play a different scheme. They have different talent and skills than what we're trying to shift to. They're a different body type. And you have to redo everything. It's what happens all the time in the NFL. When you change, it's not impossible to win when you change regimes. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, think about a guy like Jamarcus Ingram. Does Jamarcus Ingram develop into what we think he is right now, or in what he can be, if the Bills change their head coach over the last couple of years? Does Brandon Bean find a certain type of player to be developed by that coaching staff now, or 2 years ago, if, you know, they know that their coach is going to be changed? I hope I'm making sense here. The consistency of what Brandon Bean is able to do, or the whole philosophy of what he's able to do, is really brought out because of the consistency and the alignment and the continuity of the organization. It's something NFL teams, sports teams, NFL teams dream of. Teams dream of having this. They dream of having a GM and a head coach who are together and aligned and know what they want, because it's the gift that keeps on giving. Hey, guy gets hurt. Guess what? We got this guy 2 years ago who's been sitting on our practice squad who we developed in this system. He knows exactly what to do. It kind of doesn't happen if you have a different system every year. So that's the point I want to make about that, which is, I'm not telling you here that guys should have jobs forever either. Don't take it that way. But let's have a little appreciation here for the continuity and consistency the Bills have and what it's allowed them to put on the field and develop over the last few years versus what we went through for 20 freaking years here. I mean, how many times did we hear continuity, consistency, and they would never have it? And we'd have GMs and head coaches paraded around and say it in front office executives and whatever. Continuity, consistency, continuity, consistency. Got to have it, got to have it. We're going to have a GM and a head coach aligned. And it was baloney. They just weren't. And they didn't win. And you changed them over. And now you have it. And that's why Cam Lewis can be here for 6 years, first three of which he didn't even play, really. And then now he's doing what he's doing. That's why Jamarcus Ingram can be here in his third year, first two of which he didn't play. And that's why he's doing what he's doing. That's why Alec Anderson can be here for 3 years, first two of which he didn't really play. And that's why he's doing what he's doing as the sixth offensive lineman, backup center. You can transition and allow a guy like a Mitch Morris to move on and say, oh, we have another guy in, like, I know they moved Connor McGovern, and Alec Anderson will be fine at center if we have to play him there. We've developed him because we have consistency and continuity in what we want here in these players. This is what's happening with the Buffalo Bills. This is why, on top of the first thing of Josh Allen, this team is still going to be good for a while. It may be different. It doesn't mean it has to be worse. 803-0550 on the Catholic Health Extra Point Show, on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Catholic Health, on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday. The right way to care. It's brought to you by Northwest Bank as well. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Rob in Connecticut. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Sal. You know, God, I love it. I enjoy listening to you. You have such passion. Oh, my gosh. You just got me all fired up. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and before the season started, there was like a lot of question marks as a Bills fan, like, and now they're starting to be answered just by the last two games that we played. With the Miami game, you know, one of the concerns was, how are we going to be able to contain Waddle and Hill because they're so fast? And then I started thinking about the Kansas City game, and I know it's a ways off, but if we are able to kind of go into that game, and I know every game has its own DNA, which you always say.
I always say that. Yes, I do.
If we are able to go into that Kansas City game to keep everything in front of us like we had our safeties doing, and then our linebackers taking away that seam from Kelce, I think we could make it very interesting for that game, the regular game. But down the road, if we're able to do that in the playoffs, if we get to the playoffs, I think we're very capable of handling Kansas City this year.
That is a long way of the way, though, Rob. Let's worry. I know. And hey, you and I always say this on the radio. You and I on the radio or whatever we're doing, we can talk about that, no doubt. Like, we're not the players or coaches who have to say focus on one game. But, man, there's so many things that change between now and then is all my point is.
But it was just an impressive display of defense.
Yes.
That they,
for sure,
they showed against Miami. And they are fast. And so is Kansas City. And, like, if we're able to spy on Mahomes, I mean, he's a different quarterback than Tua.
I have some concerns.
One game at a time. That's all we got to take. I want to concentrate on what we got Monday night.
Okay, yeah, I think you're putting the cart before the horse, but it's all good. I get it. You're excited, and
hey,
you should be.
My answers are starting to be – my questions are starting to be answered one game at a time, though. I believe in this team.
Okay.
I know a lot of people had a hard time with the change, but change is good sometimes. With that, I'll have you take over.
Okay, Rob, thank you. Listen, there's a lot that can happen between now and then. The Chiefs just lost Isaiah Pacheco, and they're not going to get Hollywood Brown back. The Bills just lost Terrell Bernard. Which gets me to a little concern I have about the Bills against the Jags. We will talk more about this game next hour, but I'm going to give you a concern initially I have about the Jags next week that I'll bring up when we come back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Bills Victory Football Monday. All right, the tailgates are up, so let's celebrate at Northtown Kia's Telluride Tailgates every Saturday in September. Enjoy complimentary tailgate food, Paul's Donuts, plus giveaways of official Buffalo Bills Northtown gear. Enter to win a Northtown Buffalo Bills game day experience, including two tickets to a Bills game, parking, and tailgate supplies. No purchase necessary. And while you're there, check out the great pricing on new and used Kias. Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Northtown Automotive Group, official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. My concern that I teased about next week's game, the Jags are going to try and to exploit the Bills' linebackers in coverage. Without Terrell Bernard, without Matt Milano already thinking, okay, that's not Dorian Williams' strength, and now Bealen Spector. So, and, you know, these guys, Spector and Williams together, I'd be a bit concerned about coverage from the linebacker level. Now, we'll see if they get Taron Johnson back. That also obviously would help, although Cam Lewis has played well there. But that's that same level. But linebackers specifically, I think the Jags will look at that, and that's how they'll try to beat the Bills to keep them basically on their heels, is linebackers and coverage. That's what concerns me right now as I look at this game as we look forward. We're going to do a lot more of that next hour when we look forward to our next game. In the meantime, let's go to Gary in Cheektowaga. Hi, Gary. You're on the Extra Point Show.
Yeah, hi. I watched all the games, just about all the games yesterday, and for the most part. And a lot of the teams are reminding me of the way the Bills are playing. You know, they're running the ball more, and they're spreading the ball around, and the quarterbacks are running, and it seems I saw something similar in all the teams, even on the defenses. They're trying to pressure the quarterbacks more, and I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
I think you're right 100%. I think this is the new way the league is going, Gary. I think these teams are just not... They don't want to allow you to go down the field quickly on them, so they're forcing all these teams to just move it methodically, which is lending more towards a run game and a short passing game.
Yeah, I guess so. I thought maybe I was hallucinating or something.
No, you're good, buddy. I got you. I think this is 100% right. I think it's a philosophy the Bills have employed here. And what I expect more of as this season goes on. It's a good call, Gary. I appreciate it. That's Getting Connected with Our Fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. You know what I did this morning? I like to go back and watch like certain coaches' post-game press conferences, and especially who the Bills play or who the next opponent is. So I went back and watched the Jaguars this morning. Doug Peterson, and I'm not kidding you, he was as deflated or dejected as you could ever imagine a head coach sounding and looking in the NFL after a game. It was tough. Like, you watch that and you're like, wow. And then Trevor Lawrence, their quarterback, the Jags, he was mad, and he should be. And he was, I was impressed with Trevor Lawrence. Go watch his press conference. He's at the podium. He's not calling specific people out, but he's calling out the team. That's a leader. And he's doing it. I actually liked his press conference, the way he went about it. It all added up to me of, this is going to be a tough game for the Bills Monday night. It will be a tough game. I mean, even so much like the Jags have started off poorly, like their first two games, and Peterson's like, that's something we need to look at and see. I think the Jags are going to come out and be ready for this game. They're going to have a tough, strong week of practice. It's a tough spot for them to come into Buffalo. The Bills are favored. They should be. The Bills are the better team, I think. And they're at home on a Monday night. We'll get into a lot more of that as we roll into the next hour. And then next hour, we'll look ahead to our next game. We'll do sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy. We'll get to our injury report as far as the Bills are concerned and look around the NFL. A lot more to get to. Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is on the way. Don't forget, we're on Facebook right now, streaming. You can say hi to me. You can comment right there. WGR's Facebook page. It's facebook.com/WGR550.